Meeting's called to order. We'll start the meeting with the reading and then the Pledge of Allegiance. Good evening and welcome to the monthly meeting of the Blair Airport Authority. We regularly meet 7 p.m. third Tuesday right here. The purpose of the meeting is to conduct the business of the Blair Airport. Meeting will follow the agenda made available inside the entrance door in the, of the council chambers. Also, a copy of the Nebraska Open Meeting Act is right up there on the wall. And we follow that. If you have any agenda item or wish to comment on an agenda item, please follow these steps. Raise your hand, allow me to recognize you, step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address so that it can be recorded by our secretary. Direct your remarks to the member of the authority. Please do not speak directly to other members of the audience and limit your comments to 3 minutes. City of Blair officials typically attending these meetings include myself, Dave Johnson. I'm the chairman. Marty Rump is our secretary. Dan Hunt, Wes Bedke, and Dr. Faye Jones. Phil Green is the Blair City Administrator and the Blair Airport Manager. He is not with us this evening because it is his birthday. Happy birthday, Phil. Aaron Barrow is Assistant Blair City Manager, and Trevor Corey, Assistant Blair Airport Manager. Thank you for your interest in the Blair Airport. We appreciate your interest and participation. Please join me in pledging our allegiance to the flag and the country it stands for.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a roll call, please?
Looks like everybody's here, but we'll go with Dr. Faye Jones, here. Marty Rump's here, Dr. Dave Johnson,
here.
Dan Hunt,
here.
And Wes Bedke.
Present.
Minutes from the November 18, 2025 meeting. You have them in your packet there on your computers.
I've got two things. In number four, I think there's typos in both cases, but number four, the third line says, you know, reimbursements from federal and state funding related to the design and South Corporate Hangar, design of the South Corporate Hangar area.
Mm-hmm. I'll double check and I'll correct. I'll double check with the recording and correct.
And then on item five on page, or four on page two, that paragraph there, due to the federal shutdown, there's a delay in removing the approaches. I don't think we're removing the approaches, a delay in something, approving the approaches or something like
okay.
that, but we aren't removing them.
Okay, I will double check again, and you
correct.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm good.
You want to turn that into a motion?
Motion with the, what do you call it, edits?
Amendments.
With amendments.
Sir. Except with the amendments.
I'll second.
Motion by Hunt, second by Bedke. Please indicate your votes.
With the changes.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, thank you. Item number five is financial report. And they're different now.
Welcome to the new accounting software. So we're going to have three reports that should be attached to your Spark.
Four.
Okay.
There was one about you that they decided not to. Sure.
If you look at the one title in the header called Invoice Register, I think in there they've named the file Claims Report. That kind of serves as the claims report that we had typically done previously. One of the things that Phil asked me to point out to you is that, you know, we have that account balance report that's in there. That is solely for the month of November, all the transactions that occurred in November. The claim report has all of those transactions, but also everything from December 1st to date, because we have some checks that need to be paid, you know, So, that's, if you see any kind of, I guess what you might call a discrepancy or something like that, that is why that is.
I have a question, which it's on the invoice register.
Okay, yes.
The char, or the payment to Yost, is that for our ice stuff, our guys' stuff?
That's the concrete approach to the SRE building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yost is a concrete company.
Okay.
That's for all the paving there.
Just to non-motorized equipment, it seems like, I mean, I guess I don't really care, but I don't know if that's where I put it, but. I mean, I can get how it would go there, but I'd put it in, you know, some sort of capital improvement or something, but.
We'll take a look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. I just want it to be right.
No,
I think it's a good point, so.
I would say capital improvement too.
Yeah, for $23,000, you think you'd capital?
If you can.
And, there's another one in there, titled Treasurer's Report. It's a relatively short, report. The cost of the land purchase, is not reflected in there, so it's showing a balance of $946,801. The actual, cost of the land purchase, the final payout was, $777,966.81. So the true balance there that should be reflected is $168,835.16. Is the actual cash that's in that account right now. As I said earlier, I mean, I saw these for the first time probably about 45 minutes before you walked in, so I'm not going to, I'm probably not going to be able to answer all your questions.
I'd say, initial impressions are positive, so.
Now, there's this one here, this account balance form. This report is going to, eventually, it'll have hyperlinks in there,
okay.
In the PDF. And so, as you're going through everything, you know, in the future, the plan is to try to get you all access to that so you can read and connect through the hyperlink. So let's say, for instance, there was a transaction here you had a question about. You could click on the hyperlink on the balance there or that total, and it would take you to that transaction or all the transactions there so you could see how that number was arrived at.
Good.
So
there'll be a little learning curve and catching
yes.
up and getting used to, but I think this is going to be better than what we had.
I 100%. So.
Would you mind, I went through these a little bit. I was just going to mention a couple of things. If you could click on the budget one, which is the one it's the same one you're holding up there. This is kind of the summary that has month to date and year to date expenditures versus the actual budget amount. So if you look, if you pan down just a little bit there, the budget, the amended budget amount is in the left column on the far left. You can't really see it there because those are, that's kind of a cash summary. But if you just pan down a little bit, it has all the budgeted amounts for each of those categories. So it's set up similar to the old one, but with the hyperlinks, I agree that'll be helpful. It does not have a couple of things I liked about the old report, which is kind of the percent expenditure based on the month. That may be something we can add later, but I appreciate what staff has been going through to try to get this incorporated. So I'm not suggesting we make a bunch of changes, but that's one thing that's missing. But as far as just a couple items, for November, you'll see reflected in there, we do have the $850,000, transfer as a line of credit from the city of Blair. So that came up as a short-term financing measure to, as basically a holdover account that we use to get to remain positive while we're waiting for reimbursement for state or federal grants. And as this was explained in the city council meeting too, but this isn't designed as a long-term financing plan or anything like that. It's mainly for this year until we get the reimbursements coming back through. But that is reflected in this budget. And then we also had, this month, we had another state grant payment of $172,000. So we are getting some of those reimbursements coming back in. That's a big one. So I just wanted to point out a couple of the things that are in there that are outside of just the normal operating expenses. So
since you're looking at that $172,000 from the state, right below that is $7,800 hangar lease, farm lease. Is that the farm ground? Is that the farm lease? I don't know who's paying $7,800 for a hangar, unless it'd be OPD.
Yeah, with these reports, you can go into, there's a more detailed, if you go into the claims doesn't have income, but the other report that's called history, you can reconcile some of those numbers. I didn't see that one specifically, but it'll say where it's from. Usually this is the time of year we do get that farm payment though.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually have it. It's on page 2, about 7/8 of the way down, and I did notice it, but it just says summary ARB.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Alfred Bott or Alfred, yeah, ARB, Alfred Romeo.
Yeah, when that hyperlink's working, it might have more information. But we could. I think that is farm.
I do know that the farm lease went out. I don't know that it just recently went out to Gary. So I don't know if he has. It doesn't appear that he has made a payment yet. So these leases are probably just income from hangar leases.
Yeah, the OPD hangar, or that hangar lease also is kind of a one-time payment, I think. They don't pay that monthly either, right?
We have several tenants that pay annually.
Yeah, so it could be one of those.
$7,740 wouldn't be enough for OPDs.
Yeah.
Salary as well. It's an added up amount.
Well.
Yeah, we can chase that down a little
really
bit.
I'm not worried about fraud. I'm just curious.
No, I think if later on, if once we're able to figure this thing out, and you could click on that total, there the hyperlink would take you, and you could see all the transactions that
are associated with that. Well, that'd be good.
So that's what we're working toward.
And Trevor, maybe you can answer this one real quick. There's just a couple expenses for the vehicle, like hydraulic and fuel. Was that for the new truck you're using now, or is that
that's
for
the tractor?
Oh, tractor.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the
winter service.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
That was about this time of year. He takes it back to the farm and changes oil belts, all kinds
of
stuff. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. All right, well, keep up the good fight. I know it's
it's a fight.
These transitions are never easy, but if there's nothing else, I'd make a motion to approve the financials, and we might look for clarification next month on that.
Okay.
The income part, but
second.
Motion to approve Rump, second Jones. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Any Skyworks report? No Skyworks report, okay.
I was gonna say, their Christmas party.
Oh.
Didn't invite us.
Tried to keep me there. As we talked earlier, the concrete up to the SRE building was done, that was done by Yost, looks good. So, had to be a new quality work, so I was happy we got them. I did finally get the truck with plow attachment on it, once, unfortunately, I didn't get it before that big snow that we had, so I haven't done anything yet. But I have all the stuff, so going forward, any snow that happens, we'll get a good gauge on the new de-icing stuff.
Isn't it crazy when we're rooting for snow? Come on, dump them out!
Rooting for snow, that's fine. So yeah, I got the brine tank loaded and it's ready to go, so. Just yesterday, OPD hangar door, they had a cable break, so that's scheduled to come Friday for a fix.
I thought they just had one break.
Hopefully it's simple, it just looks like, the latch mechanism isn't working, so. Hopefully they get it fixed Friday when I come. The only other things I'm working on is the fire marshal, like I mentioned last month, showed up, so just working through that, making sure all of our stuff's right for that. No worries on my end for that, been working with FBO on their stuff that they have to handle, and then part of that is I have to get, or somebody, which I have been designated, has to be UST certified, it's just a class, I think it's $140, just for the underground service tanks, so I'll be getting that done soon.
There must have been some ice in one of these storms that came through, how'd our de-ice stuff work?
I hadn't had a truck to put it on, so didn't get it until late last week, so.
Alright. Dang it, now we gotta root for ice too, not just snow, ice.
Any questions for me?
There was a notam put out on smoke from fire burning southwest corner of the runway?
Southeast.
Southeast corner, is that the trees that they dropped along the waterway and then they were just dropping them, now we're burning them, or is?
Yeah, they were originally going to haul them away, but they asked if they could burn it, they obtained a burn permit from Fort Calhoun, and so that's why the notam is out. I took it down, cause they were supposed to do it Friday, but then Fort Calhoun told them no, too windy, and so then they started on Monday.
We got a pretty.
The notam's out until Friday, she's gonna let me know if they get done sooner, I'll take it down once it's done.
And a pretty complete burn?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, to me, the smoke hasn't been terrible with it, so.
Okay, good, thank you. And I'm not having any more trouble with the gate, I have to put.
I haven't done anything with it, I.
I'm having to put pound, but I'm getting in every time now. Thank you.
Heather's not here, but she sent us an email with a summary of the current projects going on. They're gonna have 90% plans for the runway extension project soon to us. They were submitted on the 9th, so once NDOT and FAA look them over, we should be getting a copy of those. Runway 13 approach, you know, there was a note there that it was delayed. Their FAA is scheduled to review that in February. So we're on their calendar. And just like what Trevor was saying, the grading and storm sewer and tree removal, all phase one, that the upper part is all done. Now they're completing the as-built data, so Olson's getting out there and, you know, making sure that the elevations are correct on all the grading and documenting that. The tree removal and burning is going on, as Trevor said. And then tomorrow afternoon, we have our meeting on the construction standards. So, hope to see those of you who are involved in that there.
When?
Tomorrow.
Still on my schedule.
Tomorrow at 2.
Oh, that's gonna piss off my wife.
It won't be the first time. Or the last time.
I knew that, I thought you had a conflict, but there was, everybody had conflicts.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
Yeah, I've got you there at 2 o'clock, or I had, it's scheduled at 2 o'clock.
I may not be there.
I did set up a Teams link. If you could get in remotely, it's an option.
I gotta find out how it didn't get, I mean, we don't have to talk about it here. It's like, how did this not get on my schedule? I mean, I'm not, you're fine. I remember the discussion. I'm trying to figure out, we talked about doing it. Why don't I have it on my schedule?
So, I've got you here on the invite. So.
I believe you.
Other than that, that's all I have as far as the construction updates.
Okay.
You know, it's on my Blair it's on my Blair Airport calendar, but it's not on my Dan Hunt calendar.
Darn. She's still working through the timing of the phases. I think we kind of talked about that.
Yeah, I think they have a pretty good plan for that as far as, you know, the road construction and everything. We only had one, when we were doing the replatting at the county and in that discussion, we only had one neighbor who had any concerns about that, and they didn't voice them in the meeting, but they met us out in the hallway afterwards, and we laid everything out, walked them through what the plan was, and they seemed really happy with it. So they just wanted to make sure they had access to the highway throughout. So I think we're okay.
Okay. You have your fuel flowage fee numbers there. And did Phil leave anything for the report?
No, he didn't leave anything for tonight.
Okay. I'd like to request that we get an email out to everybody and who's going to attend the symposium, see if we can get there.
That's Trevor and I will take care of that tomorrow.
All right. See if we can get on it early enough to perhaps get our reservations in the hotel where the event's at.
While you're all here, Dan, you said you had a conflict.
I'll be there.
You're planning to?
Yeah.
Anybody else interested in going?
What are the dates again?
January 28th through the
31st. I'm in Captiva.
You're going to be where?
In Captiva.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
You sure you don't want to go to Kearney?
Let me think about it.
It's balmy that time of year.
Yeah, balmy. That's a good word for it.
Well, I've got a conflict on the 28th, but I could come on the 29th. But, you know, then I wouldn't need a hotel room. Just go out and back. We'll look at it and
okay.
see.
Okay.
I haven't seen the agenda yet, so I don't know.
I saw one email just like the day before yesterday, so I don't know why.
I've gotten some stuff.
Well, NDOT's been so good to us this year, I think, that we need to make a show and answer as many questions as we can and ask as many questions as we can. And FAA also will be there.
So from the group here right now, it sounds like you're the only one that's planning to go.
But
so
I will be there, yes.
All right, well, get it going.
And me maybe on day two.
Maybe on the 29th.
Okay.
Would you stay on the 29th?
I have to look and see. Usually the last day is the AMT, the mechanic conference, right? I don't need to stay for that.
Yeah.
So I'd probably come out for the meeting. I'd probably drive there and back the same day.
Okay.
Or get somebody to come pick me up at the airport.
Okay.
I'd probably drive.
Okay. All right, we'll just let me know.
Well, the banquet's the night before, too. Are you going to stay for the banquet and then drive back?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else for the good of the airport? Anybody? Well,
move that we adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion. Hunt, second Jones, please indicate your vote. Motion carries, and have a Merry Christmas, everybody.